Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. In the midst of a vote recount, Pennsylvania Republican Senate hopeful Dave McCormick has conceded defeat in last month's primary, meaning celebrity TV Dr. Mehmet Oz will be the GOP nominee in the closely watched Senate race this fall. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
Vote tallies from the May primary had Oz and McCormick within 1,000 votes of each other, triggering a recount. But just days into that recount, McCormick announced at a rally in Pittsburgh that he's conceding defeat to Oz, former President Donald Trump's pick in the GOP contest. In November, Oz will face Democrat John Fetterman, who's been off the campaign trail after suffering a minor stroke days before the election. Fetterman, too, made news on this day, revealing that in 2017, he'd been diagnosed with a heart condition, but had not been taking prescribed medicine or seen a doctor about it in 5 years. Fetterman says he's learned a lesson and that he'll resume campaigning once he's back to 100%. Don Gagne, NPR News.
The governor of Luhansk region in Ukraine says Russian forces are blowing up bridges near the city of Severodonetsk to prevent Ukrainians from bringing in reinforcements. Here's the BBC's David Banford reporting.
In a TV broadcast, the governor of Luhansk, Serhii Haidai, said the Russians were firing missiles at bridges on the Seversky-Donetsk River that flows to the west of the city, which the Ukrainian reinforcements would need to cross. The governor said Ukraine's troops were holding their positions inside the city itself and were pushing back Russian forces. He said a fifth of the city had been retaken. The Ukrainian army has also spoken of Russian troops being forced to withdraw from some locations. These are the first recent reports of a Ukrainian counter-offensive in this area, though they've not been independently verified.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky remains defiant, saying in his latest video address marking 100 days of the war that the Russian invasion is nothing more than war crime, shame, and hatred. Russian President Vladimir Putin calling accusations that the Kremlin is preventing Ukraine's grain exports from reaching global markets a sham. NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
In a televised interview, President Putin said that Ukraine had Black Sea ports like the city of Odessa through which it could export grain and vowed Russia would not attack if Ukraine removed explosive mines now littering the waters to prevent a Russian offensive. The Russian leader also claimed Ukraine could easily send grain through neighboring Belarus, but only if the West removes sanctions, a demand Putin has also made to access trade for Russia's own stalled grain and fertilizer exports. Putin's comments came as he hosted the chairman of the African Union for talks aimed at freeing up Russian and Ukrainian food exports amid growing concerns of a global food crisis that risks impacting Africa disproportionately. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
This is NPR. The Justice Department has declined to charge former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and another aide to former President Trump, Dan Scavino. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol had recommended the two be charged with contempt of Congress for not cooperating with the panel's investigation. But the Justice Department has notified the special panel that it will not seek their prosecution. The move was reported publicly after the former Trump aide Peter Navarro was indicted on contempt charges. States are pre-ordering COVID-19 vaccines for children under age 5 as federal health officials are expected to approve the shots later this month. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports that Montana aims to increase access to the pediatric shot after some parents reported problems finding shots for older children last year.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are expected to greenlight 2 COVID vaccines for children under 5 later this month. In Montana, state health officials are pre-ordering the shots ahead of the expected approval. The state health department is also working to recruit more providers in remote areas of the state to administer shots following accessibility problems for kids 5 to 11 years old last year. Some counties and pharmacies didn't offer the shots, citing low demand. That forced some parents to drive more than 100 miles to get their children vaccinated. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Bolton in Columbia Falls, Montana.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.